This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
There's been lots of research lately, a lot of reports on the value of a college education. So you might be surprised to learn that some colleges are actually struggling to get kids in the door. That's especially true in the Midwest because the supply of college-ready 18-year-olds is dwindling. And for schools that need those tuition dollars to keep the lights on, that's a big deal. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Tom Crady wants high school kids around the country to think about attending Gustavus Adolphus College, even if they mingle the name.
Some can't even, won't even say the name at all. They will say, how do you pronounce the college's name?
How do they mispronounce it?
It's often Gustav.
Crady is vice president of enrollment at Gustavus Adolphus. It's not that hard to say. It's a Lutheran liberal arts college perched on a bluff in southern Minnesota. The college is seeing fewer applicants from Minnesota and other Midwestern states these days, like hundreds fewer. So Crady is courting potential students from far-flung places like Texas and even India.
There are a combination of factors that are converging right now that are alarming to us.
What's alarming to Crady is a big demographic shift. In the 90s, birth rates fell nationally. On top of that, lots of people migrated south and west. That all spells a decline in high school graduates in the Northeast and Midwest today. That's according to Brian Prescott, who directs research at the Western Interstate Commission for Higher Education.
You can't grow high school graduates or 18-year-olds in a laboratory.
Prescott estimates there's been a 7% drop in high school grads in the Midwest just over the past 6 years. Colleges as far away as Dartmouth and Harvard have noticed fewer applications for Midwesterners. But experts say these demographic changes are not a big deal for elite institutions that have fat endowments and kids lined up at the door. Small liberal arts colleges that are not household names will likely suffer more as tuition dollars shrink.
It's very tough right now, not only finding your high school, the number of your potential applicants dropping, but knowing that there are others competing with you to try to get those graduates.
Diane Villacava is with the credit rating agency Moody's. She says many small Midwestern colleges are struggling with the shifting demographics. Among the ones that Moody's rates, a couple dozen have seen 2 consecutive years of declining enrollments. Many are bumping up their recruiting budgets and offering big discounts on tuition.
What we're finding is that some of the Midwest colleges are discounting over 50% to get a student to come to their college.
That's true at Gustavus Adolphus. On average, the college cuts its $40,000 annual tuition by about half. But Villacava says as revenue falls, colleges have to figure out how to cut costs in other areas, like faculty.
Given that many of them have a somewhat inflexible expense structure, that can prove very challenging for operations.
Even some public institutions are feeling the pain. Minnesota State University Moorhead recently blamed changing demographics when it announced plans to eliminate several low enrollment programs. If there are any winners in this scenario, they may be the Midwestern high school students who are in such short supply. Braden Yell begins her senior year of high school in a St. Paul suburb this fall. On a recent visit to Gustavus Adolphus, Yell told me she's been getting a lot of love from Midwestern colleges.
Absolutely. Lots of asking for tours and stuff like that.
I asked if that made her feel like she had the upper hand.
It seems like it, but at the same time, I don't really know what I'm doing. So,
for now, though, Yell's happy with all the attention. In St. Peter, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.